Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so happy you're with us this hour. I need to remind you, just in case you leave us early or your station leaves us early, most of our affiliates carry all 3 hours of both Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, heard over most of these same stations, but occasionally there's a station here and there that doesn't. So if you're ever missing us, you can find the entire show, archived podcast for a year, archived forever and ever. And it's cross-referenced all over the place, all over S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com and Travelers411.com. And if you're driving and you're listening for the first time and you can't remember any of that, and when you get out of the car, you say, gee, I'd like to know more about what I just heard, but who was that woman? Go to Google and put in the search box, radio show, travel expert, and you will find I dominate that sector of media. What I find even more fun, put in Ireland radio show travel expert, where I go on occasion to find a couple of people in Ireland that I truly regard as experts in travel and who are fun to talk to, one of whom I want to have on in the next week or so. So I'm going to be tracking him down. And his name is spelled in Irish spelling. So I have to try not to think of the way it's spelled, or I will pronounce his name Paul O'Congahill. His name is Paul O'Connella. But it's got G's and H's, and it just, it's a mess to look at if you try to pronounce it from that. Of course, if you speak Irish, it's not a problem for you. But then you don't find all that many Irish speakers in America. I'd like to become one, though. So I'm going to start working on that. That and my German. I want to start working on that again. I was getting real good at that. But anyway, I have some stuff to share with you that's pretty much going to blow you away. And then later this hour, we're going to be talking with Dan Murphy over at the Galway Bay Hotel in Galway Bay. And then I'm taking you to Barna. Ah, Barna. I love Barna. Barna is just outside of Galway. It's in the in Galway, County Galway. It's just outside of Galway town. I mean, if you like walking, you could walk into Galway town from Barna. I emphasize the word you, because I'll get in the car and go. But we've actually walked into Galway town from the Galway Bay Hotel. And I have done that with my very good friend, the barefoot beachcomber and on-air travel companion and senior producer of both of my shows, Mr. David Isby. And we're going to be talking with David because I have to humiliate him a little bit. It's part of my charm. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Don't miss Raiders of the Lost Ark with orchestra at Tanglewood Friday, August 26th. The film that gave the world one of its greatest movie heroes, Indiana Jones, is back and better than ever before. Relive the magic on the silver screen of the original great adventure, Raiders of the Lost Ark, with John Williams' epic score performed live by the Boston Pops. Buy tickets now at Tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Mustang Sally.
Okay, here's the thing. Mr. David Isby.
Humiliate me? That's the plan?
What? Humiliate you? Well, firstly, I have to talk about this, this video. Somebody sent me a link to a YouTube video. Go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and if things go right, you will see a blog about magic roads in Ireland and a link to this video. Now, when you maybe you give the little summary of what you saw when you went to the video. How did it start? Where did it go? How did it end? So under 3 minutes long, David. What'd you see when you went to the video? Give us the synopsis.
Do you want the actual actor's name who was in it?
Well, that's okay, too.
Andrew McCarthy. It's quest to find the magic road in Ireland. And you don't find it until the very end of the video, which is, like you said, about 3 minutes long. But, you know, he's hopping from different places, asking the locals, where can I find the magic road?
Yeah, and that was so, you know, reminded me of some of the commercials for Tourism Ireland when somebody says, how do I get to Donegal?
What's wrong with Kerry?
I mean, it, but, well, you know, the first time I ever heard that commercial, yeah, what's the matter? You don't like Kerry?
Right.
But the first time I heard that commercial, I said, it is so authentically Irish. And so in this video, the first person says, some people say, I don't know. Some people say, oh, it's in County Louth.
But you know, not to cut you off, but one thing which was truly amazing and what you've always said for years and years, if you are driving down a road and you see an Irish person and you roll down the window and ask them a question, they will stop and talk to you.
Stop and talk to you. They'll invite you in for tea.
I'm surprised one of these people didn't take him to the magic road. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, I smiled at somebody a couple days ago. I can picture her face at this very moment. She was sitting maybe 8-9 feet away from me in a restaurant. And as I sat down and you know what restaurant it was? It was Chopsticks up in Williamstown.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A fun Chinese restaurant. If you happen to be going to Williamstown where Williams College is, go stop in Chopsticks. Food's good. So we went to Chopsticks for lunch. And a diagonally across, there was a young woman who probably is a Williams College student because she's the right age group for sure. It and whatnot. Or maybe not. She might just be local or a visitor. Or I don't know what her story was, but we sat down and I, you know, pretty girl, pretty face. I smiled at her. And do you know, I got one of those scowls like, what do you mean by that? You know, I mean, it's like, and I looked at my husband. I said, what is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? I mean, you know, I can't tell you. I don't think it comes natural to most of us to be warm and friendly. Although I have to tell you, the further south you go and the further west you go, the warmer and fuzzier people get. Maybe it's just a, you know, I hate to say a New England thing. I'll get stoned or, you know, they'll take me out in Salem and dunk me, see if I swim. But I mean, I don't know. We're a cold lot. But it's true. You go to Ireland and the people are amazing. So he stops and he asks a whole bunch of people, how do I find this magic road? Because what he has been told is when you go to this road, turn your car off, turn the engine off, put the car in neutral, take your foot off the brake. And the car will roll uphill, backwards, uphill. So, and you see it in the film.
In the video there, yeah.
Yeah, in this video at YouTube, you see it. So, I looked at it, I watched that film, that video 3-4 times. And I'm saying, what's the deal there?
How's this happening?
Right. So, what do you think I did?
I don't know. You tried to look for a second video to back up the story?
No. I called my resident expert, Pat Dooley.
Oh, okay.
The CEO and founder of Dooley Car Rentals, the only independent car rental company in Ireland.
And did he back the story?
He didn't know what I was talking about.
Really?
He said, I never heard of any roads like that. I said, well, you know what? The next time I'm in Ireland,
you're going to find it.
Your Dooley car rental that, you know, we're going to take from you is going to find these roads. But in the meantime, he said, don't worry. And you know what? It was probably about 4 o'clock his time when I called him. So I think he was having tea time or something, because I heard, you know, spoons and forks hitting porcelain, cups clinking against saucers. But he's the nicest man in the whole world. And he said, I'll find out for you.
And he will. You know he will.
Well, we want to hear what he wrote back.
Oh, he already wrote.
2 hours later, I got an email, and this is what it says. I got 48 seconds. You think I can read it in 48 seconds? I probably can. Here we go. Ireland's Magic Roads. Yes, Ireland's Magic Roads are a thing, in quotes. A stretch of roadway usually well off the beaten track and hidden up a succession of byways and boreens. What's a boreen? Write that one down. B-O-R-E-E-N-S. Where if you stop the car and let the handbrake off, the vehicle will mysteriously and eerily roll up hills. We joke you not, up the hill. The explanations for the magic road phenomenon vary depending on who you're talking to. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when you come back, I'm going to tell you what the scientific explanation is. So don't leave me.
Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair continues. One of the top 10 most scenic train rides in the world, the Adirondack travels daily from New York City to Montreal. Travel is valid in either direction and for any stops along the route, and is just $90 round trip now through April 28th. And up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half fare. Blackout dates apply. Reservations required a minimum of 3 days prior to travel. Subject to availability for travel Thursdays through Mondays. Other restrictions apply. Book exclusively at Amtrak.com.
Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, presents classical music, jazz, the Boston Pops, and popular artists in a magnificent setting. For tickets and the full season schedule, please visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200. That's tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams with my on-air travel companion, David Isby. Seasoned travelers know that October through March is the value pack time to go to Europe, and it's the smart season for travelers to go to Ireland.
October through March offers smart season travelers low rates and availability at the places you want to stay at and visit without the crowds of summer.
There are more airlines flying to Ireland offering competitive airfares during smart season travel and spectacular values at cozy country castles, historic hotels, and inns, all with cheery fireplaces and warm welcomes waiting for you.
You can experience the best of Ireland by combining city and countryside visits to Dublin and Wicklow, Belfast to the Antrim Coast, or Galway to Connemara.
Don't miss ongoing festivals around the Emerald Isle, including Dublin's Tradfest in January with the best traditional Irish music, and the St. Patrick's Day week-long festival celebrations.
Plan your trip now at Ireland.com and call your travel agent.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Okay, so go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and you can click on blog or take the fast route, sabrams.com/blog. And you'll have the link where you can go and see this. Now, 2 minutes and 36 seconds into this film, maybe 2 minutes and 30 seconds in, just around there. It's under 3 minutes, the whole thing. But in the last half a minute, last 20 seconds, is where he gets to the road and he stops the car, turns the engine, puts it in neutral, turns the engine off, takes his foot off the brake, and you see in the video the car going uphill, backwards, uphill, on its own. No engine, no nothing. Nothing mechanical. Now, did you observe that, David?
Yeah, of course. So you start reading the email that Pat Dooley had sent back.
All right, this is what he says. I want to tell you something. I've already decided, and I have told my husband, that we either have to pack a level. You know a carpenter's level?
Sure.
You know what a level looks like?
Of course, yeah.
It's that long
the bubble there.
Ruler-looking thing with a bubble in the middle, and when the little bubble's in the middle of the capsule, it's level. I'm going with a level. And I'm going to test this theory myself because I don't see it here. Maybe you'll see it when you go. Now, let me read you Pat's email. Hang on, because I just went off back to see the... Here it is. Here's what he wrote. The explanations for the... If you just joined us, maybe I ought to bring you up to date. There's a video on YouTube. Go see it at sabrams.com/blog. And in the video, this guy goes to a place in Ireland on a road called the Magic Road. Apparently, there are a lot of them in Ireland. This is not the only one. But this is the one he went to. And when he gets there, he turns off the car. First, puts the car in neutral. Turns the car off, the engine off. Takes his foot off the brake, and the car goes backwards up this hill. Now, it's on video at YouTube, which means it must be true, right, David?
Of course.
Okay. So I called my friend Pat Dooley, founder, CEO of Dooley Car Rentals, the only independently owned and operated rental car company in Ireland. Wonderful people, family-owned and managed, fabulous people to do business with. And here's what he wrote back. Here's the rest of it. I read the other half earlier. The explanations for the magic road phenomenon vary depending on who you're talking to. And either fairies, you like that? And by the way, they live in hawthorn trees. And I am now the director of Leprechaun and hawthorn tree inspector for Ireland, if you didn't know that, self-proclaimed. Either fairies or magnetic fields are sighted. But the real answer is pretty simple. Ready for this?
From Mr. Dooley, here it comes.
It's an optical illusion where the layout of the landscape makes it look like the slope is going one way, but in fact, it's going the other way. So the explanation I was just given was, in theory, the landscaping on the side of the road looks like it makes the road look the road is going upward. And in fact, it's going downward. But I just watched it. They set up a camera in the middle of the road behind the car. So you're looking at the back of the car and the road in front of the car and behind the car. And it sure as heck looks like that car is going uphill, backwards, up this hill.
It does.
So I have to, I guess the easiest thing, given the restrictions of weight and size and luggage carry-on and whatnot, and I don't think I'd be able to get on a plane with a level because they figure it's a weapon.
Exactly.
And they would take it from me. So as soon as we land in Ireland the next time, we head right for, there's a DIY store. The do-it-yourself store?
Yeah.
I think it's called Woody's. There's a chain of them. And we're going to head for there and buy a level and go look for magic roads. But right now, we're going to dial up Dan Murphy, the general manager of the Galway Bay Hotel. And hopefully he's going to know something about these magic roads. And we're going to do that right after this.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
As promised, during that little pause, we got Dan Murphy, the director and general manager of the Galway Bay Hotel in an area of Galway town called Salt Hill. So it's not exactly right in Galway town, but if you walk about 15 minutes to the left, you'll be in Galway town where all the shopping and fun is. And you walk along this wonderful wide esplanade, this marvelous promenade sidewalk, right next to Galway Bay, which is so big that if you've ever been to Lake Michigan, you stood on the shoreline of Lake Michigan, you know, you feel like you're on the ocean. It's like that. You think you're on the ocean, but you're on the bay. And on a clear day from Salt Hill and from the Galway Bay Hotel, you can see Boston. Isn't that right, Dan?
Good evening, Stephanie. It's great to be talking to you, and it certainly is, and I'm very sorry. There's something going off in the background here that I just need to quieten down. So,
oh, okay. So. That would be the video link that I sent over to you, and in about a minute and a half, we're going to go into a commercial break, and I want to walk you through looking at that. Maybe you could just hit a pause on it, because we were talking about it in the last segment, and I want to see what you know about this, because it's really become a question of great interest to me, the director of Leprechauns, and and Hawthorne Tree Inspector, and also Inspector of Fairies Nests.
Yeah, well, I've Stephanie, I've eventually found the pause button. I'm happy to report, and it's a pleasure as always to be speaking with you and to be on your show. It's an honor, actually, and thank you very much.
Well, you know, we missed you on this month-long journey in December, January. We just got back a couple weeks ago,
yes.
And you know, it never feels like, you know, there's I don't know. There are all kinds of commercials and there are all kinds of sayings about, you know, the day isn't complete without such and such. Well, a trip to Ireland isn't complete without me actually seeing you. I mean, whether we stay at the Galway Bay Hotel or we're just dropping in for tea to give you a hug. But we've missed you entirely this trip.
Yeah, and I'm not entirely sure how it being over holiday period and all this type of stuff, we just missed each other. But it's certainly, I mean, the feeling is absolutely mutual, and I feel I'm certainly the worst for not meeting you when you were here the last time.
Well, you know, if you get lucky, in a couple of months we'll be back.
Oh, good, good.
If I can make it back before May. If we can't get back before May, then we won't be back probably till November, December again. But I'm going to try to get over it while it's still springtime. We're going to take a quick break. And while we do that, I'm going to walk Dan Murphy through seeing this video that you can go to my blog and click on. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
¶¶ There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
And a salt chill prime with a Galway girl.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have my very good friend Dan Murphy on the line. He's the director and general manager of the Galway Bay Hotel in Salt Hill. And they're all these cute little, they're cute little neighborhoods, and they have cute little names. Like Glenlow Abbey is in Bushy Park. I mean, does it get cuter than Bushy Park? But just down the road a piece, right on the waterfront, which is a great advantage to staying at the Galway Bay Hotel, because do your best to get a room that faces Galway Bay. There is nothing more delightful, especially in the months from, I'm going to say, May until sometime the end of August, beginning of September, when at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, it's still daylight. You go back to your room after a full day, and you can see Galway Bay. You know, so, and there's nothing more lovely than the last sight at night and the first sight in the morning when you open your eyes from your accommodation at the Galway Bay Hotel is Galway Bay, which is this big, enormous expanse of water where you really, well, on a clear day, you actually can see the Aran Islands, can't you?
Stephanie, you certainly can. On a clear day, you can see Aran Islands. And it's a beautiful sight. And when you're driving out west from the Galway Bay Hotel and you're getting closer and closer, it's such a magical sight and such a magical experience. And of course, once you go past the Aran Islands, next stop, Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. So so we're as close as we can be to the USA with the Aran Islands in the middle.
Well, and that's the reason why, people, if you fly Boston, Shannon, it's really the two closest points from the US to get into Ireland. And we have made it, especially when you're flying, you're flying eastward, you've got this tailwind coming behind you. And we have made it in as little, years ago, on the inaugural flight of American Airlines from Boston to Shannon, which they no longer run, by the way, and that's a whole other show. I could do 3 or 6 hours on that story. But anyway, we made it in 4 hours and 55 minutes, and we made it in 4.5 hours from Boston to Dublin in December because we had this tailwind that was amazing behind us. And, yeah. Because that's like another half hour to get from,
there's a lot of tailwinds
Ireland.
In Ireland at the moment, Stephanie. Lot of tailwinds.
Yeah, are you having hurricanes, are you, or what?
Well, not necessarily hurricanes. But, it's January, so you expect really, the sun the sun isn't splitting the stones, but it's the weather is typical January Irish weather, which entails, strong winds on occasion. And at the start of December there, we had a lot of strong winds, which created a little bit of flooding and a little bit of this, that, and the other. But by and large, it's been a very, the temperature is up for January, and it's been a very mild January. And actually, it's been quite a dry January, as Januaries go. So it's been a good start to the year, really.
Well, we heard these awful reports about the Shannon overflowing. And truly, I feel for the people who live close to the banks or where, the street level and the level of the river normally are maybe 18 inches apart. So it doesn't take a whole lot for the river to come up for the streets to wash out. And I feel for those folks. But I have to tell you, the news that we apparently there wasn't a lot of news about it in the U.S., by the way. Because we don't do a real good job with international news over here. But we were seeing the news of what was going on in England, and they really looked like they were submarine time. They were completely submerged in places around York, and, it was just god-awful. Yeah. But we went out and bought water-repellent boots as high as they would go up our legs. And Mark, who's 2 meters tall, his go about halfway up his calf. Mine go to my knee. And we went out and we bought brand new pairs of water repellent boots because our boots are really made for snow. And snow boots aren't necessarily good in rain.
Yeah.
So we got these wonderful wet boots. And do you know, in 29 days and 28 nights of driving around Ireland, we kept him in the back seat of our dually car rental, so that if we started out in a dry place and we ended up in a wet place and we had to get out of the car so we wanted to put the boots on, we kept them in the car. Do you know those boots are back in my closet, never once worn? Tied together, you know, with the laces all tied together in one little bunch, just like they left my house in the first place on the 10th of December. Never wore them one time. We ran into two detours, and literally they were detours. One was in Roscommon on the way to Ballyleague to meet the people from Lanesboro County, Longford, who Mark and I twinned with Lanesboro, Massachusetts. And we met them for dinner, and that was so wonderful. And so we came to this one spot where you couldn't, the bridge was washed out, so it was a 25-minute drive detour. No big deal, but that's what happened. And then that was on the 13th of December. The next time we hit a detour road was on the way to the Cliffs of Moher on the 6th of January.
Yeah.
And that one, the sign was there, road closed, detour. So you made a left, and, you know, so you got there 5 minutes later than you would have.
Yeah.
In all that time. And so, you know, and I'm always really concerned that people are going to hear stories about, you know, Ireland is submerged underwater. And if you watch the news and the newsreels, the videos that they showed, you'd believe that.
Yeah.
It just ain't so, folk.
Yeah, I think you've really articulated that very well, Stephanie. I mean, there are some really horrendous stories of people's homes close to the riverbank, particularly around the Shannon and its tributaries, engulfed in water. But even around the Athlone area, but
right.
Athlone is open for business, and we've two lovely hotels in Athlone: Sheraton Athlone Hotel and Hudson Bay Hotel. And Everything is very good there, and Athlone is open for business, and Galway is open for business. And actually, you know, if you take the country as a whole, where the flooding is devastation to people, and you don't undermine it in any way, it's a small area, it's small pockets within the country. We're certainly open for business, and tourism, thank God, is alive and well, and you know, not a lot of, you know, I suppose in tourism terms, there hasn't been a lot of kind of cancellation or postponing of events, etc.
Has the company that owns the Galway Bay Hotel, which people go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and put in Galway Bay Hotel, and you're going to get tons of archived interviews that we have done with Dan Murphy and others at the hotel, so you can get a full rounded picture of why I love this place.
Yeah.
But yeah. Has your company, I knew about the Hudson Bay Hotel, which we've never visited, by the way. We have to do that on our next trip.
Yes.
But the Sheraton Athlone, have they owned it since the beginning?
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
the owner of the Galway Bay Hotel is John O'Sullivan. And John, he bought the Hudson Bay Hotel as a small, very small hotel in 1990 or so. And he developed it over years to a very large, successful 183-bed, beautiful 4-star hotel with a beautiful spa and leisure center. And in 1998, he built the 4-star Galway Bay Hotel, award-winning Galway Bay Hotel. and, you know, thankfully, that's trading extremely well. And we've both traded extremely well through the economic turmoil over the last number of years. And then in 2007, John bought a plot of land in the middle of Athlone and redeveloped it into the Sheraton Athlone Hotel, and, you know, franchised the name the Sheraton and put the S over the door. And that is trading extremely well.
Even in the bad times, it traded
extremely well, and is a very, very popular conference and corporate hotel, particularly with Starwood International travelers coming, particularly actually from the U.S.
We stayed in it when it was open just a couple of months.
Oh, yes.
This is, I don't know, what year was that? 8 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, 07.
Right. Okay. Am I good or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I remember. I don't remember the name. I don't know why I want to say Steven, but it probably wasn't. I don't remember the name of the general manager. He was a fellow who was about 5'7"
or 8". Mark Long was the GM at the time.
That would be it. And I loved the place. Hang on. We've got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about leprechauns and fairies and magical roads in Ireland and see if you can help me sort this out. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
We're halfway there when the rain came down on the day. She asked me up to her flat.
2016 Tanglewood season highlights include the Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts with current music director Andres Nelsons, the return of former music director Seiji Ozawa, Yo-Yo Ma, Seth MacFarlane and the Boston Pops Orchestra, plus Renee Fleming and many more. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, is located in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. For tickets and information, visit tanglewood.org. That's tanglewood.org.
We're America's Railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only Pubunalobby. What's a Pubunalobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "Oh Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pubunalobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
We're America's Railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And see the sun go down on Galway Bay.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Dan Murphy on the line with me, live from County Galway in Salt Hill, which is a little bit quieter area than being in the thick of things in downtown Galway town. But you can literally walk into Galway town from there, and we have done it. You can also walk to this very cute casino. Is that very cute casino there by the water near you in Salt Hill?
Yes, it's still, it is absolutely there. Yes, there are a number of little casinos like that.
I had the best time in there. And David, my senior producer, who is here with us today, we were playing this automated blackjack machine. You ever go in there and do that?
It wasn't blackjack,
it was roulette. You see what a gambler I am. It's like my athletic abilities and skills. I don't know the difference between a hockey puck and a football. But no, it was an automated roulette machine. And you know, I don't gamble because I'd rather buy the most frivolous, silly thing that I love than lose money. Just lose it. Just flush it somewhere. I hate that. But I will go in and play for, you know, a limited period of time. And so I took out my 10 euros. If I'd been in America, it would have been $10. I took out my 10 euros and I got whatever tokens or whatever that exchanged for. And I sat down to play. And that miserable machine was eating my euros. I mean, it was eating them at a record clip. And I said, no, this is not happening. I got down to 2 euros. I said, now I'm going to win my money back. So I started just betting red and black and odds and evens. And when I got back to 10 euros, I took my 10 euros, said that was fun, and left.
Yeah, sounds about right.
But,
yeah.
But in the worst case scenario, I mean, the biggest damage I could do is 10 euros. And then I'd be sad that I didn't buy, you know, I don't know, a hat or a scarf or a book or something that would have made me happier than I would have had. Anyway, I don't have a gambler's personality when it comes to, you know, that kind of risk taking. There are other kinds of gambles I'm very willing to take, and that's called the courage to risk. What I want to talk about, because sometimes you think it through and it's sensible and it's worth taking the risk for. But you were talking about Athlone, and I went into sabrams.com and I put in Athlone, and there's a photo album on Athlone, and there's a photo gallery number 53 of Athlone in County Westmeath. And the first picture that came up in that album was this picture of me petting a black and white Springer Spaniel who looks just like our Maggie McGee, who happens to be here in the studio with me. And she generally, or from time to time, will have a lot to say. So you may hear her chime in, especially if somebody goes walking past our broadcast studio window here at the beautiful Crown Plaza Berkshire Pittsfield Hotel in Western Massachusetts, which I'm hoping. Oh, by the way, let me tell you and my audience. Do you know who Amy Banks is?
Amy Banks?
Yeah.
No, I can't say that I do, Stephanie.
All right, here's your education. Amy and her mom and dad. Allison is the mom. Sorry, I don't remember the dad's name. I only met the mom and dad twice. I mean, Amy and her mother twice. Once at that Scal Christmas party that you managed to miss.
Yes.
And the other time she came over to meet me in Galway in early January this year, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Amy was Ireland's representative in the Junior Eurovision Song Competition. She's 13 years old.
Oh, yes.
She has the voice of an angel.
Yes.
And she is just a sweet, silly, shy 13-year-old until she opens her mouth to sing, and then she becomes Renee Fleming.
Yes.
She is remarkable, and she is coming. Listen up, everybody. She is coming to Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, arriving on April 6th and departing on April 10th. And we are mustering up people in our community to have some parties and receptions and opportunities for her to perform and for her to meet some of the talented young people in Berkshire County. And we've got lots of them, and have them all perform together and do some wonderful things together. And hopefully those of you who live in Pittsfield, listen up and contact me if you've got opportunities to open doors. I would love, Amy, to meet the students at Pittsfield High School and at St. Joe's High School. Well, they all call it St. Joe's here. I don't know if that's disrespectful or not. It probably isn't, because that's what everybody calls it. But it's St. Joseph's, in case anybody asks. And St. Joe's High School. And have some performances and fun and camaraderie and just cultural exchange and whatnot. And she's an angel. So listen for more of that. And I was talking with Rory O'Sullivan over at Glenlow Abbey about the potential that maybe he can make some time to come over. Maybe you can make some time to come over, and we build a little Irish expo around it. Think about that. And it's early April, so it's not, you know, height of season yet or anything. So maybe we can sort that out. In the meantime, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I want to talk about this crazy road thing. Somebody here in Berkshire County, my good friend Riley Moriarty, whose given name is Maureen, in case you know her by Maureen, shared with me a link to a YouTube video of a particular road in Ireland. And this road is in County Louth, which is north of Dublin. She says, my friend Riley, she was actually on a road like this somewhere near Waterford, or in County Waterford near Dungarvan. And can you play what you were just playing there, Murphy?
Yeah.
Just play it. Let's see if everybody can hear it.
Okay, so I'll hold. Yeah, no problem.
This guy goes to this road.
I think this is it. Right here.
He's now at the road.
Into neutral. Turn the car off. Feet are off the brake. Fantastic. We are rolling straight uphill, defying gravity.
Okay, so the car is going.
After such a ridiculous escapade and patty whackery, there's really only one thing to do. I'll see you in the pub.
Okay, maybe you can just turn that off now, Dan. So do you know anything about these roads? There's supposed to be three of them. There's supposed to be three of them in Ireland where you go to this road, you put the car in neutral, turn the car off, and take your foot off the brake, and it goes up the hill backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Ireland is a small place by comparison to the U.S., Stephanie, and I'm very embarrassed to say that I've never been on one of these roads. I've heard about them, but I've never been on them. But, I mean, that YouTube clip there is hilarious. So the guy parks at the bottom of the hill. You can see him taking his car out of drive. He lets off the brake, and next thing the car rolls up the hill. It just rolls straight up the hill, and it's actually quite unbelievable to see. It's extremely funny.
I contacted my good friend Pat Dooley from Dooley Car Rentals, and he says it's an optical illusion where the layout of the landscape makes it look like the slope is going one way, but in fact it's going the other. Everybody stay with me. We'll be right back. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.